Today, transport experts from around the country are gathering in Oxford Town Hall to discuss the present and future of the railways in our area. Speakers from, well, across the board, Crossrail, Chiltern Line, Network Rail will address situations from HS2 to the rebirth of the East-West Rail Line from Oxford to Cambridge. Hugh Yeager is from the Thames Valley branch of Rail Future, who are hosting the conference today. Hugh, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why in Oxford? Why is this national rail conference happening in Oxford?
Because Oxford is becoming one of the key regional rail hubs of the whole of Britain in the 21st century, partly because rail use to and from Oxford Station has grown enormously. I think it's something like doubled in the last 15 years, getting on for doubled. And partly because so many services will be developing through Oxford. We've seen the growth of freight between Southampton Container Terminal and Nuneaton. We're seeing investment by Chiltern to reconnect Oxford, well, to connect Oxford with Marylebone through Bicester and High Wycombe. We're going to see East-West Rail as far as Milton Keynes and Bedford. We're going to see an improved and enlarged Oxford Rail Station. We're going to see electrification to Paddington. We're going to see the electric spine electrification from Bournemouth, Southampton to the Midlands and the North. It all comes through Oxford. So Oxford is one of the happening places for rail investment.
So who have you got coming today?
We have. I guess the people I would pick out are a speaker from Chiltern Railways to talk about the Evergreen 3 scheme that has started construction and which will give us an amazing new parkway station at Water Eaton, so that a lot of the commuters who currently get stuck driving up Botley Road to catch a train from Oxford because they've come from outside the city can avoid all that, cut to Water Eaton, get a train and go zooming off to London. It might also take a bit of pressure off Thornhill, where everyone goes to catch the coach up to London and where the car park is full almost before the commuters to get into Oxford arrive, because we will add another public transport option getting to London to the mix. We've also got Lord Barclay, who's a local, he lives here in North Oxford, and he's the head of the Rail Freight Group. He's going to be talking about, whether you love HS2, hate it, or wish they'd done it a different way, HS2 will take a lot of express passenger traffic off the existing very busy main lines onto a new express line, and that will free space for more freight on the existing main lines, which means, we hope, less freight on the roads. So next time you're sitting behind two HGVs overtaking, one and a half miles an hour faster than the other, we're trying to cut that down. It's already been cut a fair bit by what they call gauge enhancement, which was making more headroom above the railway between Southampton and Nuneaton so that you get those bigger containers to and from the Midlands. HS2, again, will be another leap forward in getting more freight, more paths for more freight trains per hour onto the railways. So all that was going to be discussed today.
Now, it sounds like you've got many of the great and good from the rail industry coming today, but how much is this just a bunch of talking heads? What do you hope? Will something definite come out of it at the end?
The genius is, it's not just the experts and the power brokers talking to each other. This is the general public who have booked tickets to turn up being heard by the speakers. Some of these speakers, I tell you what, it's been chaired by Christian Woolmar, I should have mentioned, you know, the railway author and journalist and pro-am cricketer player, bless him. He's chairing it, and he's very much, but like him or not, he's a communicator and a man of the people. And this is an occasion for the ordinary public to have words in the ears of the great and good. And how can I put this? There are still limited seats available. If you turn up when registration opens at 10 a.m. and before it finishes at 10:30, first come, first serve. If we've still got some seats available, we can sell you them. The standard price, the booking price has been £30, including lunch. I think we're going to knock a bit off that because we won't be able to book lunches for people.
And this is at the town hall.
Yeah,
but will anything change after all this, or is this just talk?
I think it will, because I think that those who make decisions for us will be listening. And remember that some of these top speakers, they normally speak at conferences that cost £300 a head and are for sort of corporates and local authorities and so on. For them to be speaking at a conference £30 a head for an all-day conference that's open to the general public is the biggest bargain you're going to see between now and the January sales.
We've seen things start to change very visibly already. Yes. The grain silos coming down at Water Eaton, where there's going to be the new Oxford Parkway station.
That's right.
Is this for you, is this an exciting time for rail in Oxfordshire?
For me, yes, because I live within cycling distance of that and I can't wait and I want to be on one of the first trains to London on the first day. But it's signs that things are actually happening. We want things to go further. We don't want Evergreen 3 to stop at Milton Keynes. We want it to be extended in the next phase to Cambridge, which means you've got the whole of East Anglia within reach and the East Coast ports, especially Felixstowe, to get even more freight off the rail and get some of those off the roads and get some of those HGVs off the A14, and for example. I think it is going to be influential. We hold these conferences twice a year. We dot them around the country. I think this is going to be one of the most significant that we've held since Rail Future was founded in 1978.
We wish you the best. That gets underway 10:30 this morning.
Doors open for registration at 10. The conference kicks off with Christian Wolmar's opening remarks, I think, at 10:45.
Hugh Yeager from the Thames Valley branch of Rail Future, many thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. Speak to you again soon.